Yeah, so we just added Cordray Tankersley, DB Clemson. He's a kid we've gotten to know. We had him in here on a 30 visit. Again, he's had a lot of tape on film. He's a guy that's still learning the corner position. You know, he's got a lot of traits we like. He's long. He's got length. He's got speed. He has ball skills. So, again, he's got a lot of stuff that we like. We think there's a tremendous upside still. And again, we really like the kid. He'll be a contributor on special teams as well. So, you know, for the depth and come in and compete for, you know, the roster spot. And this is a player we're very high on. So we're excited to add him. And so any questions on him? No, he's been a gunner and stuff like that. So, again, it's just, you know, we have a lot of guys on the back end can do that. And so he's another guy that, again, has value as he works his way up the depth chart. He can play on special teams as well. No, I mean, it really was the board felt. I mean, he was the best player there was on our board. So, you know, again, we're looking to address, and, you know, ironically, it happened to fall that way. But there were guys on offense that we had rated above them that we wanted and went before them. So it's just the way the board fell.
Chris, that being said, how much better do you feel the defense looks now after 2 years?
You know, anytime you can add good young players that have a lot of the qualities we like, guys that love football, that are, you know, tough kids that are competitive and love the game. Again, you guys have heard us say that a lot. And so, again, you know, again, we got a player at all three levels. So, again, it helps our depth, and we feel good about it.
Chris, do you think any of these three draftees can be full-time starters from scrimmage, and does that matter to you guys?
You know, we're all about competition here, you know, and that's the one thing that Adam has stressed, as you guys know, being around him and the coaching staff, that these guys, it doesn't matter where they're picked, they're going to have to come in and earn it. So, you know, we're excited about their future and their potential, but, you know, right now it's up to them to make that next step and prove that they're worthy of the pick that we selected them. I think the coaches are just going to work and let it play out this summer. So I think it'll be a fun thing for us as well as you guys to track and how they do. So, you know, don't want to limit what guys can do or can't do. So, you know, we're just going to let them go out and compete.
Do you envision the possibility of them playing inside, though?
Yeah, I think the coaches are very open to a lot of that, including, you know, they would say, you know, Xavier and all those guys. So I think it's a wide open to anything that Matt and the coaches want to do. You know, it's his size. He's a long limb. You know, he's over 6 foot, 200-pound guy. He ran 4.38, so you can see a lot of the traits. So, you know, as a press corner, it was a lot of the things you look for. And so we just think it's a tremendous developmental upside still for him to get better as a corner.
He ran a 4.38 at the combine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an explosive athlete.